everyone. What are y'all up to during this quarantine? Me? I'm creating stuff, trying something new. I want to introduce you all to the What Is Love podcast. This is episode one. We'll see how many episodes we get out of this. I just decided to do this, just being creative, letting my creative juices flow. So here we go. Here we are, yay, in the middle of a quarantine, and while you're chilling at home with food and snacks and family, some of us are dealing with the loss of a job, loss of a loved one, and some of us are dealing with breakups. That's me. I'm dealing with a breakup. Just got dumped, yay, and now I'm trying to deal with it. I'm doing a horrible job, by the way, but there's nowhere to go but up. So I decided to laugh about it and talk about it, ask the questions that are burning inside of me, like, what is love and will I ever find it? Now, I know I got a lot of love from family and friends. I got Jesus on my side, too. So for all my aunties out there that are about to say that, I know. But even the Almighty doesn't want me to be in this world alone. So let's begin. A little bit about me. I am a single Black cisgendered female. And by this time in my life, I thought that I would be well into marriage and even thinking about having children. I'm 29, by the way, so that's a lot of pressure there. But let's face it. That's the way society wanted me to think, you know, go to college, get married, have kids, build a career and a legacy with somebody, anybody. But that's not how it's worked out so far. And honestly, I don't know what the heck I'm doing, but I'm tackling this one hurdle at a time. So the last relationship I was in lasted almost 2 years, and there were some ups and downs, but eventually, you know, it didn't work out. So it's a wrap on that. And that was my longest relationship, by the way, and I applaud myself for that. I usually drop off right around the 3 month mark. Anyways, I thought it could be something, but turns out it's not. So I'm working on how to get through a breakup, and I turn to the person who always has answers to my questions, my mom. I'm just reaching out, just asking, what do you do? Or what was your remedy? Or what was the first thing you did after you broke up with somebody?
You mean after I broke up with my husband? After 10 years of marriage?
Yeah, she took it there.
I cried. I prayed. I was embarrassed. And being embarrassed meant that I went into a form of seclusion for a while. I didn't want to share my pain, my feelings with anybody that I knew or loved. And I think that's a great time for people to reach out and get counseling, because it was safer for me to talk to a counselor about my feelings and not feeling like they knew me or could judge me the way that the people who loved me, I thought, would respond.
Okay.
I was actually somewhat wrong about that. That was my initial thought, was to go into seclusion. I was far away from my family, so I didn't have to see anybody in person. But that seclusion should not have been the approach I took, versus reaching out to one or two good friends or one or two good family members that I knew loved me enough that would have been okay with my pain.
Okay.
So I had a lot of fear. I had been connected to a man who I thought kept me safe, who I thought I believed in and could trust, and I thought I was going to be with for the rest of my life. And to lose that was very, very painful. Very, very painful. And it was a lot of hurt feelings. And I went into a stage where I did not speak his name for almost 6 months. I felt like if I could remove him from my words, I can remove him from my mind, I could remove him from my heart. What I couldn't do was remove him from my spirit.
Okay.
And that's when counseling again came in to help, from a minister, to help me learn that not only did I need to forgive him, but I needed to learn to release him from me, to throw out all the pain, to say what I needed to say, and then prepare myself to move forward.
So I just want to stop right here and say that my parents' marriage was unlike anything I've ever seen. They were married at the age of 22, stayed together for 10 years, had me somewhere in there. Then they got a divorce. But then something weird happened and they got married again and stayed together for another 10 years, but later got another divorce. Now, my parents are cool now. They have a cool relationship now. My dad is happily married and my mom is living her best single and sanctified life. How long do you think that took?
The release probably took a year. The forgiveness took a few months. A few months of separation, a few months of leaving and moving away and changing my life again, at a time when everything was in a state of flux, getting up and moving from one state to another, taking on a new position with my company, getting really, really engrossed in the job such that I didn't have much time to think about the personal situation. But I was grateful. I was grateful that I had a career and the capability financially to be able to move forward, and not have to look back or be concerned about the fact that I was missing, the man in my life.
Do you think that, or I guess, do you have any advice of like, how should people keep busy or like, how, I know you said that you
Oh,
were in that
no doubt.
seclusion.
No doubt that when I was not busy, all I could do was watch Golden Girls. And Golden Girls was my comedy, was my laughter, was my ability to release. Sometimes I'd cry during a Golden Girl episode because it was so funny. And sometimes I would cry because nothing they said could make me not cry. But I found that when I was idle, I was in the most pain. I was able to think and process and remember and get frustrated. But then I would calm down eventually when Rose or Sophia would say something totally stupid or do something crazy to each other, and it would give me that sense of peace for just a little while. And sometimes that's what you need during the storm. I think if you go through this and not face the pain, not cry, try to be so strong, I think it takes longer. And so the busy part allowed me to go through the day-to-days focused and yet be able to come home and release a little of the pain, a little of the memories. It's the memories and the spirit that I think last the longest when you break up with someone you love, someone you believed in, someone you thought believed in you.
So now y'all know why I came to my mom. The girl's good, okay? So now that, you know, the breakup's over, it's been over for a while. Some bright sides. What do you think love is?
Oh, well, I tell you what, even though my marriage didn't last, and I got to admit, I married for 10 years, divorced, remarried the same man for 10 years, and we actually tried 3 times. So I am a proponent of love and marriage and relationship. I don't think that I'm good at it, but it doesn't stop me from wanting it for others, for valuing that committed relationship. Post my breakup, I've had one real relationship with a friend from back in the day. He too betrayed me. So I'm getting good at picking the wrong men, I think is what's going on. But I thought he was a safe landing place. We had a great time for 2 or 3 years, and then things just kind of change in life. I think he probably wanted a committed marriage, and I really wasn't ready to marry because I knew I'd have to relocate on his behalf. And I wasn't ready to give up my life for a man whom I had already learned, unfortunately, that they don't always commit to you the way you like commit to them. So I chose not to relocate for him. I chose not to marry him, and eventually we didn't last. But it didn't stop me. I found out I could find happiness and love. It was different the second time. I mean, it was way different. Having been with somebody for over 20 years and being with someone new, it was fun. It was exciting. We did things as a new couple that we had never done as an old couple. And I think that was good for me. It also gave me the courage to say, I'm okay to try again. That's the one problem we have when we lose a loved one, that someone we really were connected to, was to trust somebody else new. And you gotta take that plunge. You gotta reach out and try at some point when you're ready to receive a new love in your life, because we all are destined, I think, to be with someone that we love. And if I picked the wrong two thus far, then I still got 30, 40 years left, I hope, to be able to find the right one. You know, the one who's not in it for anything other than because they want to love me and want to be loved. All right?
All right. I appreciate you sharing, Ma.
No worries. I pray that you find your peace, you find your release, you find your grace, and that you find the one that's right for you.
Thanks. So now you can see why I went to my mom. She literally has always told me what I needed to hear. Maybe not what I wanted to hear, but definitely what I needed to hear in any situation. So yeah, guys, this is episode 1 of What is Love? I'm so glad that you decided to stick around for these 12, 13, 14 minutes to start something new with me. This is really the start of something new. We'll see where this goes. I'm hoping to talk to some of my single friends, some of my married friends, some of my friends that are just really out here just doing the most and the least. Maybe some experts too, just trying to figure out and answer the question, what is love? Well, until next time, guys. Love you guys. Peace.